Masithandaze.
Let us pray.
Nkosi sibongela abazali ukuthi ubaphe futhi umntwana.
Lord, we thank on behalf of the parents that you've given them another child.
Sicela ukuthi uyibusise lengane.
And we pray that you would bless this child.
Ikhule nesibusiso njengalezo ngane wayibusisayo.
So that it would grow up with blessing as those children grew up with blessing when you blessed them of old.
Usahamba lapha emhlabeni.
When you are still walking this earth.
Basize abazali uyise nonina ukuba bayikhulise lengane ngokumesaba uNkulunkulu.
Help the parents, the father and mother, to bring up the child in the fear of God.
Ukuba lengane iphilele wena njalo.
So that this child may live for you forever.
Susa isiqalekiso ubeke isibusiso Nkosi.
So that you would remove the curse and place blessing.
Ngomusa wakho.
In your grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Izwi lenkosi soyithola encwadini kaMarko.
The word of the Lord we open to in the gospel according to Mark.
Testament Elisha. Matthew, bese kube Mark.
So it's Matthew, then Mark.
Isahluko seshumi nesithupha.
And we look at chapter 16.
Kusukela ebesini lokuqala kuze kube ivesi eshiyekalombili.
From verse 1 to 8.
Selidlulile isabatha uMaria Magdalena no Maria unina kaJakobe no Salome bathenga makha ukuba beze bamgcobe.
Now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices that they might come and anoint him.
Ekuseni kakhulu, ngosuku lokuqala lweviki, beze ethuneni ekuphumeni kwelanga.
Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen.
Bakhuluma bodwa bathi ngubani oya kusiginqela itshe lisuke emnyango wethuna na.
And they said among themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?
Bathi ukubheka babona ukuthi itshe seliginqiwe.
But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away.
Ngokuba lalilikhulu kakhulu.
For it was very large.
Bathu kubheka ukuthi bengene ethuneni babona insizwa ihlezi ngakwesukunene yembethe ingubo ende emhlophe bethuka.
And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed.
Kepha yathi kubo, ningethuki, nifuna uJesu waseNazaretha. Obebethelwe esiphambanweni uvukile kakho lapha bekani nansi indawo lapho bebembeke khona.
But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him.
Kodwa hambani nitshela abafundi bakhe kanye noPetru ukuthi uyanandulela ukuya eGalile. Niza kumbona lapho njengalokho eshilo kini.
But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you.
Base bephuma babaleka ethuneni ngokuba babefikelwa ngokuthuthumela nokumangala kabashongo lutho kumuntu ngokuba babesaba.
So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Let us pray. On this day, Lord, of your resurrection, as we are gathered here today,
sicela ukuba uzambule uzibonakalise kithina ngizwi lakho elingcwele.
We pray that you would reveal yourself to us through your holy word.
Sebenza umangaliso uthinte izinhliziyo zethu ngomoya ongcwele.
Work mightily by your Holy Spirit touching our hearts.
Kuba lolu suku kube usuku olukhulu empilweni yethu.
Making this day to be a great day in our lives.
Siphume lapha sithola amandla amasha sigcwele ngokankulunkulu.
So that we can leave this place being invigorated and having new zeal and life from you.
Sivuselelekile.
Feeling revived.
Benathi Nkosi.
Be with us, O Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
NgesiNgisi kuthiwa lolu suku usuku lwe-Easter. NgesiJalimani kuthiwa Ostern.
In English, we know this as Easter time, this period of time.
NgesiZulu kuchaza ukuthi ukuphuma kwelanga.
In Zulu, it means more the rise of the sun, the rising of the sun.
Kusho ukuthi laba besifazana abathathu abavuka ekuseni lingakaphumi ilanga.
So these three ladies got up early in the morning before the sun had risen.
Ngoba kuthwa laphuma sebesethuneni.
Because the text says that the sun rose when they were at the grave already.
Bebengazi ukuthi ilanga okuyilona lona laphakade lokuphila lokulunga.
Not knowing that the sun had risen indeed, that the eternal sun was already up.
That
is
why.
That is why the theme of Easter is that he has risen. The sun has come up.
Ilanga elixosha bonke ubumnyama.
This sun which chases away all darkness.
Ukukhanya kwaleli langa esinalo akufani nalelo langa elinguJesu Kristu.
The sun which we have in our world isn't the same as the real sun which we have in Jesus Christ.
Ilanga elisimanga liphumile ilanga.
He is that sun which dawns and it is eternally risen.
La kulendima esiyifundile siyithola indaba yokuvuka kwaJesu, indaba isimanga.
In our text we find the story about the resurrection of Jesus. It is a marvelous story.
Simbone evuke ngenkazimulo kaNkulunkulu yaphakade.
We see that he has risen with eternal glory, with the glory of the eternal one.
Ngokuphila okuphakade okunganqamukiyo.
With eternal life, life everlasting.
Ngamandla okuphila.
With the power of life.
Izibopho zokufa.
The chains of death.
Amasango esihogo.
And the gates of hell.
Nemishutu yethuna.
And the locks on graves.
Iqashuliwe.
Were broken. Cut asunder.
Simbonu Jesu. Estandathini sakhe esthelelekile nine nabona ifilimu lokubethelwa kwakhe nimbona ubethelelekile kunabantu bonke eselevelini esestandathini esiphansi
enyathelwa ngezinyawo.
We have observed Jesus in his lowest, deepest humiliation, being despised. Remember, those of you who saw the Passion film, how he was utterly despised at the lowest level.
Kodwa namhlanje simbone phakeme esuka kulelo level elevelini lokugcina phezulu.
But today we see him in the height of his power and glory.
Namhla simbona njengenkosi yamakhosi mnini mandla onke.
Today we see him as the King of Kings, the omnipotent God.
Ephiwa wonke amandla ezulwini nasemhlabeni.
All power having been given unto him in heaven and on earth.
Kunguye nobusaya akekho omunye, yena yedwa ophethe izihluthulelo zonke zokuphila nezokufa ngisho nesihoko.
He now rules supreme. There is no other ruler but the Lord Jesus. He holds the keys of death and hell. He holds full control.
Wabambana no Satani eGetsemani. Wabambana no Satani nezono nezitha zonke esiphambanweni.
He had wrestled against Satan there in the Garden of Gethsemane, wrestled against sin there on the cross.
Kodwa ukulwa kwakhe akuphelanga lapho. Lapho esesethuneni wehlela phansi esihogweni ezokulwa khona.
But his battle did not end there, for he descended even lower to the depths of hell to continue the battle.
Hayi ukuthi kwaphela nje ethuneni. Ikhona impenkulu eyayiliwa uyena le enzansi ekugcineni lapho uzophelela khona ufa uye esihogweni.
It wasn't just there on the cross, but down below there was a cosmic battle as he wrestled against the powers of darkness.
Kuthiwa esenyukela phezulu kwabaseFesu 4 verse 2, verse 8, wathumba abathunjiweyo.
In Ephesians 2 verse 8 it says that he took captive the captives.
Kepha lokhu ukuthi wenyuka kuthini uma kungesikho ukuthi wake wehlela ezindaweni zomhlaba eziphansi na.
And it says, what does his death mean except that, chapter 4 verse 9, now this, he ascended, what does it mean but that he first descended into the lower parts of the earth?
Owehlelayo nguyena owenyukela futhi ngaphezu kwamazulu onke.
He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things.
Ukuzagcwalise konke.
So that he might fill all things.
Wathumba waboshwa ithilongo lokugcina ijele lesihogo.
He assailed the gates of hell with a mighty battle.
Isihogo nokufa.
He attacked hell and death.
Ebaphucile ababusi nabanamandla isikhali.
Removing the weapons of the rulers and powers.
According to Colossians 2:15.
According to Colossians 2:15.
Wabathela ngehlazo obala ebanqoba ngaso.
He poured shame upon them and exposed them, their nakedness to the world.
Esesiphambanweni wahlangula incwadi eqala lethu emelene nathi zonke izono esazenzayo neziphambeko zethu konke okumelene nawe okumangalela wena ukaSathane wakubethela emthini.
And having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross.
Ngoba thina sasiqalekisiwe, sibhujisiwe, silahliwe.
For we had been under condemnation, judged, cast off.
Ilona lo phakathi kwethu ube necala lokufa esihogweni.
Each one of us was condemned to death, to hell.
Uma sifa bekufanele ukuthi siye esihogweni.
And if we die, then it is only right that we should go to hell.
Sithola umvuzo wezono zethu.
Receiving the result, the consequence of our sins.
Ulaka likaNkulunkulu lube phezu kwethu kube ukufa okunaphakade.
With the wrath of God upon us, it being eternal death.
Besiboshelwa kulawo makatango, kulabo babusi.
It was those chains he broke, those rulers and powers.
UJesu wehlela phansi ke esihogweni ukuba aqashule imopho zethu khona isihogo singabi namandla phezu kwethu.
Jesus descended down into hell, breaking the power of death and hell.
Ukuba isihogo nokufa noSathane angabi namandla phezu kwawo.
So that sin, death, hell, and Satan no longer has any power over us.
Wehlela phansi ke ethotshisiwe. Ephansi edelelekile kuthi akekho umuntu owadeleleka njengaye.
He went down in weakness, despised. The Bible says no one was as despised as he was.
Lapho kusagqitha isihogo sithi ubulewe, ukhithiwe nezitha zakhe zijabula.
And even as
vuka khona lapho ngenkazimulo yaphakade nangamandla ebusa eNkosi yamakhosi.
Even as hell was rejoicing and being so glad that it was the victor over Jesus, at that very moment Jesus arose with that power and the shine of the Eternal One, who is omnipotent and the one who is God.
Yamangalisa indaba kaJesu inkulu, ayizekeki, ayichazeki, siswele imlomo alukho ulimi lasemhlabeni olungachaza okwenzekile namuhla.
Everything about Jesus is so marvelous, it is so awesome that words fail us. No language is fit to describe his majesty and what he did for us.
Wawehlela kwabafileyo abesifazane lababathathu baze bahamba bayothenga amakha beyogcoba isidumbu sakhe bezosigcoba ngesiko lakwaIsrayeli. Isidumbu besigcotshwa ngamakha ukuba singaboli masisha.
He descended to the place of the dead. Remember the women, they were coming with their spices to anoint his body. It was because of the corpse, to embalm him.
Lokho bekuyinhlonipho enkulu. Bekuyinto enhle eyayenziwa.
It was a wonderful thing, a great act of devotion that they did for him.
Kanti bebelibele ukuthi ongcwele ngcwele akanakubona ukubola.
It's just that they had forgotten that the most holy one will not see decay.
Nokuthi washo phambi kokufa kwakhe, ngizokufa indodana yomuntu yobulawa ivuke ngosuku lwesithathu. Abafundi bakhe bakhohlwa leyonto, nalaba besifazane bakhohlwa leyonto, kodwa izitha azikhohlwanga.
It missed them that they had been told, Jesus had said, the Son of Man must die and he would rise again. That these women forgot, and the disciples, but not his enemies, they remembered.
Izitha zaya kuPilato wathi lo muntu wathi uzovuka ngosuku lwesithathu sifuna amasoshempi sifuna amaqhawe azogathithuna ngoba kuzofika abafundi bakhe bantshontsha isidumbu bese kuthiwa uvukile bese ukuphela kwakhe kube kubi kunakuqala.
So those religious leaders and Pharisees in them, they went to the highest authorities and said and demanded that they should have men of war, a people to watch over and soldiers to stand there lest he should something should happen and he should arise.
And ukuthi akekho ozolithinta lelo tshe avule lelo thuna okwenzayo uzobulawa.
And they insisted on a seal. So the stone that was rolled in front of the sepulchre had a seal of the highest authority in the world that nobody dares to touch the stone.
Ithuna lika Jesu belingafana amathuna ethu simbele phansi bebeqophetsheni kube yikamelo kube umnyango.
The grave that Jesus was buried in was unlike our graves where we dig a hole in the ground. It was more like a sepulchre digging into the side of the hill and had a little entrance, and then they'd push the stone, which was specially made to block it, and some estimate between 3 to 5 tons in weight. It was the sepulchre of a rich man. Nobody had been buried in it yet. It was a very big stone in front of the sepulchre. You can ask some of the choir members, as high as from the floor to a ceiling, a huge stone.
Uma ungena esandleni sokudla ubone la kwindawo yethuna kungabe kuyithuna amathuna amaningi kodwa elika Jesu thuna.
And they show one into it, and there's a place. Actually, there's place for quite a few more, but there was just a place for Jesus, and he had not gone into it.
Pardon?
Nobody else had been laying in that grave before.
Futhi laphevuka kwazamazama umhlaba uzobona ithuna lelo ije.
And when he arose, it was with a mighty, awesome power that cracked. There was an earthquake around it, and it was a huge shaking. There was
no.
The stone was not removed for Jesus to be released. No, it was removed for the sake of these women who were weak. Jesus arose with his glorified body, with his immortal body. He could now walk through a wall. Now he needed no door or window as an entrance. So even when the disciples were locked up behind closed doors, he could walk straight through.
Asinasikhathi ukuba sikhulume kabanzi ngalezi zinto. Ngithinta ihloko nje. Wena yanekhaya, thatha iBhayibhele. thandaza wetise lezi zinto.
We don't have time to really dig deep and to ponder upon these wonderful truths. When you get home, you take the scripture and study it carefully for yourself.
UJesu wabethela izono zethu wazithwala esiphambanweni wasusela zona.
Jesus bore our sins on the cross, and there on the cross he removed them for us. He paid the price of our guilt so that we might be forgiven. His resurrection, you could say, was like the receipt. The payment has been made. Like you'd go to shop and receive proof of payment that he had paid the price for our sins to be totally forgiven. But let's have a brief glimpse at just a few points.
Uguti ukufa kaJesu nokuvuka kwakhe, ukuvuka kwakhe kakhulu, usenzele kuphi?
As to what his death and especially his resurrection has accomplished for us. Let's consider the three ladies, Mary and them. Firstly,
ususa yonke inkathazo yethu, konke ukukhathazeka kwethu.
Jesus removes all our fright and anxiety and our worries and our fears.
Isn't it amazing
that he, being so great, he, the Eternal One, should come down for us, we little things, and remove our sins and our anxieties? What are we but maggots? And here the Eternal One comes down to us to care for us and remove our fears. It's like a person, if you own a business and somebody comes and says, please help me, help me. And you say, I'm busy, but what is the problem? And he says, I've got a thorn in my toe. And you may respond, but what is that? The things I have to do with are so important. How can you come to me with a thorn in your toe or with telling me that you've lost a rand, somebody stole it? Such an insignificant thing for me, and I've got a plane to catch, or I've got to do this. I'm too busy for that.
Kudalwa yikho ukuthi usithanda kangaka.
But isn't it marvelous to think that He, the Sovereign One, the Eternal One, should come down to us, to our level, and care for us? It must be a great love.
Kumbula uthando lomzali.
One thinks of the love of a parent.
Ubani obusa imizi yonke. Ubani obusayo izindlu zamakhosi.
Who are those who rule over the homes of kings?
Ingane encane esanda ukuzalwa iyona ebusayo iyothi ikhale nje awusubona kugijima wonke umuntu sokugijima unina ezobona ingane yakho hayi lutho lengane incane lengane kodwa unina ke kalala ubusuku bonke ngenxa yale ngane uthando lomzali ngesinye isikhathi uzubone noyise indoda isihle nengane isikhwinja nengane hawu ingane into engelutho kodwa iyanakwa nonina useyayincelisa useyayigeza ingane engelutho kukhona abanakho banemizwa yalengane kwingane yabo banothando lwalengane kanjalo ke uJesu ukuza sinake thina esingelutho esingelutho noma uthi uyayiqhenya impela awulutho 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 njengomuntu obemi phambi kwejaji uma abantu bengena uma ingena abantu bonke basukuma basho my lord basho konke wangena olunye uhlanya wathi ubani wena ufana nami nje ngoba uye egushi njengami.
A little baby rules supreme in any home, even a palace, because of the love of a parent. If the child wails all night, the mother will be up all night caring for the baby. You might even see the father trying to rock it to sleep because of the great love which they bear towards their infant. And the love of God towards us is a love that we don't deserve. We are insignificant. We really are nothing. Even if we might puff ourselves up and be haughty, we are absolutely nothing.
Ungayiphakamisi ngoba ulutho kodwa kuyinqaba abantu abangelutho ibona abayiphakamisa kakhulu kanti ibona abayiqhenyayo kanti uyini uzodliwa impethu khona manje mhlawumbe ungakafi uyogula ufelwe ukuhlangothi ukhwintshwe uyini mose ukuyiqhenya wena umuntu ongelutho.
Being arrogant and being proud, vaunting yourself. How can one? What are we? Even if we think we're big, and it's usually those who are really nothing that think that they are great, but we are absolutely nothing. We'll be eaten by maggots even if we think that we're strong and healthy. But Jesus cares for us.
Uma sebefika khona bathi hey ubani okuzosiginqela itshe.
So as these three were on the way to the tomb, they began to discuss among themselves, who will roll away the stone for us?
Ubani ozosiginqela itshe asinawo amandla ukuginqa le nje.
Who will roll it away because we don't have the strength to roll it away from the tomb?
Mhlamba bacabanganga kodwa uma kungathiwa kwaba wena nami besiyosaba sithi awu kodwa uma siya khona ingani gada amasosha aseRoma ingani kubeka uphawu ngeke basivumele ukuba siye bayosivimba bazosixosha bazoshaya.
It seems like they hadn't even considered that option. They just came not thinking about the possibilities that you and I would have thought about, such as these soldiers are defending the tomb. There is a seal. We will be beaten up if we try and approach the tomb.
Bayabazo Koba isidumbu sika Jesu.
But they went to anoint the body of Jesus.
UJesu yabanakekela.
And Jesus cares for them.
Bakhathazekile, bashaya uvalo, bathi kodwa lelitshe yokho inqabani songena kanjani.
They're anxious and scared and worried about who's going to roll away the tomb, roll away the stone in front of the tomb.
Uma sebefika khona babonitshe selginqiwe lile kude.
And when they got to it, they saw that the stone had already been rolled away and was a distance from the tomb.
Uyabona uma ucabanga uJesu, uma ufuna ukumenzela into, uma uhluphekela yena, ungakhathazeki, ungakhathazeki. Uzokuhlelela konke, ahambe phambi kwakho, akuhlelele konke.
If you want to do something for Jesus, don't be an alarmed person, one who's anxious, frightened, scared, because Jesus will take care of you completely. He'll go before you.
Safa thina bantu ukukhathazeka, ama worry.
Oh.
Sibe sibe ne stress. Kuthi awu kusibani bani usene stress. Une stress. Usene BP.
Oh, how we are troubled by the stress factor. It has said that person is stressed out, or that person's BP, their blood pressure has gone sky high.
How ichelingaka amatana ngaka sibathathu nje siyolginqa kanjani liboshiwe ngabaketanga asina ukhiye wakhona omunye athi kodwa senzani hawu siphukuphuku asicabanga kangangani sisese makhaya manje ke bakhathazeke bese bafakela umoya omunye udonsele omunye phansi omunye ubekitshe phezu kwelinye.
Their anxiety grew as they approached the tomb, one saying, but we didn't think of that, and what about this? And they just, as they shared their problems, it became one stone upon another on them.
Sinjalo thina asikwazi ukususa imthwalo kodwa siyakwazi ukubatheswa abantu sibathwese. Awuqinisile uqinisile yoginqa ubani likhulu kangaka owesithatha athi hey likhulu ngempela.
That's what
likhulu ngempela asinakwenza lutho. Hey, siyoboshwa, siyongena ejele.
That's what we are like. We have the distinct ability to burden each other with more burdens, asking what will happen to us, won't we be arrested? We don't have the right to go in, we'll be put into jail. We'll be arrested if we try this. We'll get a fine. And a person runs away. But when they got there, the stone was already gone. It had been rolled away.
UJesu vukile.
Jesus had arisen. By his resurrection, he had removed their stress, their anxieties. For Jesus is arisen. All fear and cowardice and being frightened is brushed away, for Jesus is alive and with us.
Akenibheka abanye bakhathazeke bathi sizodlala siyombathani ngoba sinalutho sakho nokugula kuzokhokhelwa ubani kadokotela.
See how some people are anxious about what they are going to eat, what they're going to wear, who's going to pay the medical bills.
UJesu uthabezizwe bafuna konke lokho. Abantu abangenayo uNkulunkulu, abakhonza abaphansi, bekhonza inyoka.
Jesus said, that is the mind of a pagan. Those who worship the ancestral spirits, that's how they think. That's the heathen mind. Those who go to the witch doctor or the fortune teller to get told their fortune or the future, and they only get told more lies.
Isibusiso sokuvuka kwaJesu, inkathazo yethu iyaphela.
The blessing of the resurrection of our Jesus is that our fears come to an end.
UJesu uthi ningakhathazeki, nizodlani, nizombathani. Bukani izinyoni. Bukani zona.
Jesus said, don't be worried about what you're going to wear and eat and be covered with. Look at the birds and see how carefree they are.
Uma sengifa kuyobanjani ngoba nginalutho angina bhokisi anginalutho ingane zami ziphi ziyandindela emhlabeni.
Or a person is worried, what will it be like when I die? I don't even have the money to buy a coffin and my children are off in the world. There's nobody to care for me.
Ziniki inkathazo eyikhona mhlambulana nje uyezwa uyakhuluma uJesu nawe uthi hawu kodwa nginovalo uma sengifika ekhaya ngizophumelela kanjani ngoba khona usibanibani osibanibani abalwa nami abangayifuni lento.
Maybe you are right here in the service and Jesus has been speaking to you. But nevertheless, you are already frightened. You're thinking about tomorrow or getting home, about enemies there and difficulties which are just waiting for you to get you. You've got enemies.
And you're...
And you are so scared and so worried about those who you consider your enemies and how you'll manage to survive. But Jesus, through his resurrection, has already stripped them of their weapons.
Awu abanye abasalala emakhaya ngoba kufika ipoki zibahinye.
Maybe
azibahinye impela uma bengavuma ukuphenduka.
Maybe you are anxious about night time because when night comes you're so worried and scared that you cannot sleep. Or maybe you feel that you're haunted, that ghosts come. Well, let them trouble you until you repent.
Mhlawumbe ukwazi ukudla uyahlanza nanani ususaba ukufa uthi ngizokwenza njani uyabona siningi inkathazo kanti uJesu uthi thatha inkathazo yakho uyiphose kuye uyena ozokukhathalela.
Maybe you are so anxious you can't eat properly, you bulimic, and you are so scared of everything, whereas Jesus says, I have taken those troubles, I have taken those cares upon myself. Some people actually become ill, seriously ill because of their anxiety. They're so stressed out, they are sick and they have to go to a doctor.
Awubonike omunye akakwazi ukuya ekhaya, omunye uyabaleka, omunye unovalo ngiyodutshulwa omunye athi owumina bazongibulala.
Different scenarios. Maybe one is scared to go home because of that enemy, or that person might attack me, and I can't even go home anymore, you say. There are different types of worries, and people are nervous of different things, asking who is going to roll the stone away for me. My cousin, Edmund Witter.
Cousin from mother's side. They distinguish a cousin from father's side and a cousin from mother's side.
Edmund and Judy lost their son, Neil. He passed away today. This morning, today.
Kube isimanga, ngithi uNkulunkulu wamkhethela usuku oluhle, usuku lokuvuka kwabafileyo.
And I thought, well, Lord, you have chosen a wonderful day to take Neil. Before the sun came up, the real sun of glory had taken Neil to be with him. I don't think there was a day which I missed in having contact with Neil through all this difficult time. Every day, somehow, or by phone, or by getting to him, even when he was far away. And he was continuously busy with the Lord and cleansing his garments, dealing with anything that might be offensive to his Lord. And we tried with all our strength to help him. And in every possible good way. Praying, Lord, if it is possible, we would be happy if he would be healed. But God, arranged differently. And who are we to argue with God? We can only bow and submit to His will. And we were happy that in the last few weeks He was able to be there at my home.
Why set him forward? Unetlungu wathi kumnandi ukuba lapha. Wathi kodwa mfowethu ngibona kukhona khona imjunto ozwayo la. Wathi kumnandi ukuba lapha. Nakanye ukuthi aveze ukuthi khona ubhlungu abuzwayo.
He often said how nice it was to be there, how wonderful to be there, saying to his brother, who was so sympathetic regarding his pain, when he did have real pain, Neil would rather say, it is wonderful to be here. And And one sensed that he was in another world. Often one would feel he's experiencing something else in another world. One saying, I can see these boards with verses going around me. Others said, well, perhaps it's better if it stops. You're seeing things maybe in the mumblings of a person who is dying. But no, he said, it should not stop. I love to see these verses. Through him, Jesus, who rose from the dead, we are confident to speak in this manner. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to speak so confidently.
Mama, usuzobayini ufele. Ibhizinisi lizobayini. Uyabona ubala konke 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 lokho. Ngoba ungenayo uNkulunkulu. Kodwa uma unothetho ovukile kwabafileyo, uyasusa yonke le nkathazo. Ubona yena nje inkazimulo. Ubona yena hamba phambi kwakho ekuhlelela indlela, ekuvulela amasango.
Without that hope, we would be like those who say, well, you wife, you are now widowed, you're so young, what's going to become of you and your little baby? And to the parents, I'm so sorry for you, what's going to become of you and the home and the business? That's how people talk who don't have a resurrected Lord, the one who has conquered all these cares and worries. One might bewail and be pitiful and say to his wife, who is actually from overseas, from France, that she's here in a distant country, all this has come upon her, how can she bear it? But no, we have the one who is the risen Lord. She has him. Here are the guards, the soldiers, and coming across the soldiers at the grave. Now what's going to become of our spices? We've wasted money on these things we bought. And the thought, this stone, how will it ever be removed? We don't have the strength to do it, but it just moved by itself by God's power. In another gospel, it is related that they found and saw an angel sitting upon the rock.
Jesus
cares and removes all the cares and the anxieties and the things that stress his people. Jesus has removed it. Jesus is the omnipotent one, and he has captured and removed all the weapons of the evil ones and of the rulers and of the powers that may be. But you might say, oh, I'm scared of getting back to my home situation and I have a relationship with that person and it shouldn't be, and I don't think that person will understand And if you're busy with that, you go back to your sin, it means you are excluding yourself from the death and resurrection of this one who has all power in heaven and on earth and below the earth.
Jesus
has risen, and you need to keep your eyes fixed on Him. He has promised, I will be with you forever, even till the end of the age. Have you received that? Can we pass on to another point? Another point about the resurrection of Jesus is that He has broken down that barrier between us and heaven. Now we can have communion with the heavenly beings, with the saints, with the angels. Of course, don't take that doesn't mean that you can contact the dead. It doesn't mean that you should try and communicate with the dead. That's occultish. Jesus once said to his disciples, from henceforth you'll see the angels descending and ascending from heaven. What he means is that we have communication, contact with heaven. Because of being united with God. For when you repented, there was joy in heaven. They are touched and moved. God has His invisible angels, where if our eyes would be opened, we would see a lot more. The Lord said, the angels of those who guard over the little ones, they behold the face of God every day. God is able to send angels as messengers and is able to send a protecting angel. Remember the Old Testament prophet who was with his right-hand man, who beheld the enemies, and he saw how massive the enemy build-up was, so that he was frightened. And then the prophet prayed and said, Lord, open his eyes to see that those who are with us are more than those who are against us. And God opened his eyes so that immediately he could see the hosts of heaven encircled around them, far greater and far mightier than the enemies.
Usbanbani. Angakhuluma into enjena. bafulathele bazokufulathela nomphelo uzuphenduka uvuma izono azasho uNkulunkulu ukuthi ke cha useyilungisile indaba.
But if you turn away from God, turn your back on Him, then don't expect the angels to look after you and to be protecting towards you. They too turn their backs to you until God says, this one has now repented. Remember that if you go off the rails spiritually, no longer on God's way, the angels would say to God, we cannot be with this person protecting them any
longer.
You expect protection from God's angels when you go to a prostitute, when you steal, when you lie, when you're busy with your sin. That is insanity. Into a bathroom and doing your thing. Do you think the angels can look graciously upon that while you're busy with your sin? But let's leave the angels aside. Think about our Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ Himself. So when they arrived there and saw that the stone had been rolled away, they entered the tomb. And here was this young man clothed in a long white robe sitting there.
Says in verse 5,
and entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. And the angel spoke graciously to them, said, don't be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they had laid him. See the place where they had laid him.
But
Go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you. Here is an angel from heaven giving direction, information, telling them what to do. It's wonderful to be in accordance with heaven. To be in harmony with the heavenly ones. To listen to those who are sent by God. Not those who are the devil's messengers.
Recently,
recently,
sebenzisa lokho sebenzisa lokho kodwa ngo Jesu ovukile ngabanqoba abanawo amandla phezukwakho u Jesu waqhashula zonke lezo ubopho.
Recently I came across an instance where a person was telling me of their experience. The Lord had touched them, this person was healed, but when they got back home they wanted to use certain fetishes and occult things. They said, then you'll get properly well. But she said she conquered in the name of Jesus, He who is risen.
Satan uJesu Kristu uvukile kwabafileyo umnini mandla onke uzoba nawe unqobe ngeke unqothwe ngeke avume ukuthi ulingwe ngaphezu kwamandla akho.
Satan will try every trick in the trade to try and tempt you and to conquer you, but Jesus will never allow it, for He is the conqueror, the omnipotent one.
Hawu ngingalanda okuningi oPauli uPauli ehluphekile ngizokwenzenjani uNkulunkulu amthumela isithunywa ebusuku ethi Paul uyadingeka le hamba uye khona uyoshumayela khona.
One can think of many instances like in the life of Paul when he was suffering and he was jailed, where a messenger from heaven came and said, be courageous Paul, you will be going to that place where you will testify for me.
Kumnandi ukuhambisana nezulu.
Wonderful.
Uphambana nalo. Uyinikele esihogweni.
It's wonderful to be in harmony with heaven, but when you are out of sorts with heaven, you are handed over to the devil.
Uyoshushwa ipopu zakhona, zigibele. And you'll be thulukise noma kusebusika.
You'll be troubled and haunted by the powers of evil, which will make you sweat even in winter.
So, esilethelwe nguyena uJesu ovuke ngalolu suku lwangesonto ekuseni.
There are
ilanga laphakade.
So many achievements for us that Jesus did by rising on that day, the resurrection day, which He did for us. He who is the eternal Son. One of those blessings is that just as He rose from the dead, so too we will rise from the dead. And just as He put on immortality and had a new body, so too we who believe in Him will have immortal bodies when He comes on that day when He, even a few white bones in the grave, you will rise. When Jesus was lying in the tomb, His body remained there, but His spirit went down into the depths of hell. Till He came back into that body, now changed to become immortal and released and resurrected. It is a mystery. A lot of this He has not explained, and we don't know all the places that He went to, because He also said to the one criminal on His right hand side, today you will be with me in paradise. But one day we'll learn about what He actually did.
That which,
That which he wants us to know, he will let us know. But he, being God and all wise, knowing what we can handle.
Bese umoya wabo umphefumulo wabo uhlangane nomzimba babe nomzimba thina esihlanziwe ngegazi lika Jesu sizomba nomzimba ofana nomzimba wakhe wenkazimulo soba njengaye.
What we do know is that the dead in Christ will rise when Jesus comes, and they will rise with an immortal body, a body like his.
UJesu uma befike kuLazaro bathufile.
In the instance of Lazarus, who was dead in the tomb, or they said, he is dead, Jesus said, no, he's not dead, he sleeps.
When
the daughter of Jairus was being carried, her body was being carried, they said, she's dead, he said, no, she sleeps.
Tina bangwele. Esingwelisiwe ngegazi nomoya ongwele asifi uma kufika ukutho ukufa siyalala thina.
We Christians, we saints, we who have been washed in the blood and the Holy Spirit has dealt with us, we do not die, we only sleep.
Njengengane uma uyilalisa uyifake embhedeni wayo. Iyalala unina akakhathazeki ilele ukthongo jabula uma ilele iyobuya iphaphame nathi siyalala siphumule umzimba uphumule emsebenzini wayo enhlungwini zayo embhedeni wethuna kodwa lukuyeza usuku lapho uyovuka kodwa umoya uma ucimezwa la uvula le. Uma usuka la uya le isidumbu siyasala kodwa umphefumulo uya ezulwini khona lapho.
Like a mother is not afraid when her little child being laid down in the cot to sleep then is unconscious, she's not frightened of that, she's even thankful for that, and that is what happens to the Christian, to the saint, the one who's washed in the blood. His body stays there and will be changed when Jesus returns. His spirit has been with the Lord when he died, and his new body will be united with his spirit.
Verse 73, lapho ulitya dube efa ebuya esitshela esixoxela ngalokho ahlangane nakho emva kwalokho uma sibe nengcwabo athi awuNkulunkulu awumfundisi baba ngithanda ukuvuma benginomona. Kusekhona kodwa kube ukulala udosi likhishiwe uma sokukhala icilongo ehlezulwini bese kuguqulwa kuphuma umzimba wethu ethuneni sibe nenkazi nomzimba omuhle wenkazimulo khona lapho kuzothiwa ukufa sekuphele nya.
1973, when Lydia Dube experienced dying, experienced heaven, and then came back, she said, oh, what a wonderful place. Now, having seen that glory, I'm jealous of the one that dies. She even said when we were at a funeral, I must confess that I was jealous of that person because I've seen the glories of heaven. Because Jesus has conquered, we, yes, our bodies die, but actually it is just falling asleep.
Kumbula ngiyutshela unili ngithi nili ngiyathandaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu akuvuse uma kuyintando yakho kodwa ngifuna ukukutshela esesibhedlela engakafiki la uma inkosi ikuthatha lokho
kwisimanga esiphindwe inkulu kankulungwane isimanga esikhulu kunokuba uvuke kuleso sifo.
I remember telling Neil when he was in hospital and saying, you know, if I've prayed that if it's the Lord's will that you would be healed and made well and be with us again, but if I've also said, Lord, if it is not your will and you want to take him, that is a miracle a thousandfold better than the miracle of healing.
And thousand times greater that a man leaves this world and enters heaven. That's the greatest miracle that you can experience.
Ukuthi umuntu ashiye lo mhlaba angene ezulwini yiso isimanga esikhulu umuntu angahlangana naso.
And it's worth it. As he did every day, he cleansed his life and prepared himself for that great day. That's the greatest miracle that can happen to you. Greater than that a person is raised from the dead and awakes in this world. But that he leaves this world, ashiye lo mhlaba, angene ezulwini, isimanga sokugcina leso.
It is the ultimate miracle to be taken from this life and to enter into heaven.
It's worth it to spend all your energy into that.
Kuhle ukuthi ufake amandla akho onke kulokhu.
That you'll partake of that glory.
Ukuze ube nenhlanganyelo nenkazimulo leyo.
Hlangane naye. Hlangane naye. Ezulwini.
And meet with him in heaven.
Enye ingane zami zathi baba uthini ngonile usebonanile noma ngitakazi angazi kodwa engikwaziyo akakhumbuli la emuva akakhumbuli kungenzeka ajabule uma isibona siphila kodwa uma singaphili uzojapha nezingelosi ezingcwele.
When he passed away, one of my children asked, has Neil already seen our mother? I said, well, I don't know. We don't know exactly how things will be, except that what's on earth is nothing. His attention is on what is happening, the delights of heaven. I was once very ill in hospital. And I dreamt that I entered into heaven. I cannot describe to you what a beautiful What a beautiful picture, what a wonderful experience, how marvelous, how inexpressibly beautiful it is to go into heaven. That is why I say it is a miracle. If you are taken and moved from this place on earth into heaven. That is why Paul said, it is better for me that I go, for death is gain to me. But for your sakes, said Paul, I said, Lord, can I remain? Because I still need to help them with different things. Certain person from overseas asked me a question, and by the way, overseas people ask many questions, but he asked me, when you die, Erlo, what will happen to the work, to the mission?
ngamandla amakhulu uma ngingasekho ngoba laba abakanye nami nabasemva kwami kumele ukuthi babe nejubane elikhulu kunaleli enginalo baqhubeke kangcono ngoba ngibafundisile uma bemi kulokho engabafaka kona bazogijima ibanga ngenye indlela ngakho kangabazi kuzohamba kakhulu kangcono kakhulu kodwa uma ngisezulwini ngibona kungenjalo ngiyojabha ngizothi hawu kanti benilaphi benilena ubuthongo nginitshumayeza nginifundisa ngamangala ey'khathini edlule ngokweduka kwabantu ngibafundisile baphambuke baqhezuke endleleni ngithi hawu abezwa yini abantu.
And I replied, it will go 1,000 times better. I trust fully that the work, the ministry, will go forward because of those who stand with me. And they will be energized by God to do the work that He has set before them. If, however, I'm in heaven and see that you are not doing the work that God has called you to, how disappointed I would feel. I was really astonished to see some people whom I had taught and preach to going off the track.
Ngathi mhlawumbe uma sengifile bangahlubuka. Kanti bahlubuka ngisekhona. Bahlubuke ngisekhona. Ngisashumayela lona leli vangeli. Kodwa basemahlathini namhlanje. Abanye basekufeni. Abanye bakhulele entabeni. Ngithi nazi iphukuphuku. Nazi ilima. Akucabanganga ukuthi kungaba khona abantu abayizidomi ngaleyo ndlela bephuphuthekile ngaleyo ndlela baqhanzuka ngisekhona hayi uyangehlula lokho.
I thought, well, it's a possibility that some might go off the track when I'm dead and take another road. I'd never dreamt, never thought that while I'm still alive, while I'm still preaching, that there are those who go astray and take another way. It is utter foolishness.
Balandela abanye abayizinganekwane. Noma uyimpumputo uyibonela ukuthi hey uyabhedwa usibanibani. Kodwa babalandela. Uzuthi awu kodwa madoda. Niqimezile yini? Akekho noyedwa obonayo. Niloywe yini?
And follow others who are totally off the track, where it's the blind leading the blind. Is it that they are totally blind, that they cannot see and they don't understand this person's off the track?
Kodwa lalela uJesu uthi noma usufile ethuneni lezisikhathi lapho umzimba wakho uzophuma khona.
But remember that Jesus said that there is the time when your body will come out of the grave.
Abangcwele
the saints
bazolizwa iphimbo lakhe esemafwini egibelifu ememeza iphimbo lakhe liyongena kuwonke amathuna. Abangcwele bazovuka umzimba wakho uyovuka uhlangabeza inkosi kodwa ube nomzimba ongenazi inhlungu ongenazi izifo umphefumulo wakho wehlezulwini uhlangane nomzimba wakho.
The saints will hear the triumphant shout of Jesus as he returns on the clouds, and the saints who have been in graves already, they will receive new immortal bodies and will be with their Lord forever.
Kodwa bangakholwa bazovuka kanjani? Bazovuka nabo. Kodwa hey, mayukufa kwabo ngeke kube haleluya. Ngeke uthi ayibongwe inkosi. Ngoba bona bamelana nenkosi, belwa nenkosi, sokufika usuku lokuthi babonane neundlu elinolaka.
But those who do not belong to the Lord, who've lived in rebellion to Him, although they will rise, they will arise in judgment, and that the Lamb of God, whom they rejected, will stand in judgment against them.
Bona bathi ntaba iwani phezu kwethu nisifihle ebusweni balohlele kusalweni sokwahlulelwa ngoba sekufika usuku lolaka lwewundlu iwundlu alikwazi ukuba nolaka kodwa ngalolo suku luyoba nolaka libhekene nalaba ababethiya iqiniso bephendukezela iqiniso bekhuluma amanga beshumayela iy'nganekwane bedukisa abantu.
And their resurrection will not be to glory but in fear of the Lamb's anger. For it says that they will shout for the hills and the mountains to fall upon them, to hide them from the face of Him who is in judgment. And a lamb doesn't get angry, but there is the day where the Lamb of God will be angry.
Sebezokuma phambi kwesihlalo sakhe sokwahlulelwa. Izono zakho zonke zinamathele kuwe. Izono zakho uzokuma phambi kwakhe zinamathele kuwe. Izono zakho njengamakhizana enkomeni kuze kophe emadlebeni. Lunywa amakhizana, zonke izono zakho ziyonamathela kuwe. Usuzokuma phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu.
Unbelievers will stand before God in judgment with all their sins sticking to them like a tick that sticks to you and you can't brush it off. All your the miseries of your sin will cling to you. If you had an earring because of pride or decorated yourself because of haughtiness,
delwa amehlo amadoda kwehlela emabeleni kukhuphuke ngenzansi ufuna ukuthi ulandelwa amehlo amadoda uveze ubufebe babo kuzogcwala ngalelo langa ngiyakutshela wazi ukuthi hey ngithwele imigodi yokuqasha kodwa sokuzobonana nalo onamehlo angamalanga omlilo ngiyojajwa kuyena ingunaphakade uyoswela umgodi.
All your sins will be shouting against you. They'll be with you. If in pride you've done different things to your body, you're dressed in ways to allure others into lust, all of that will be before you because you'll stand before the one whose eyes blaze with fire.
Nomngayihlobisa njengoJezebeli oyipenda ngezinhlobo zonke zobhende ebusweni.
Even if you
uvele usuzokuma phambi kwakhe naleyo.
Have dressed like Jezebel, decorating yourself in every way possible, you'll stand with that thing before Jesus.
Uthi uhlangabezana naye nankonke amashendo akho, onke amasoko akho. Ezaziwe nezingazaziwe nemfihlo zonke zinamathele kuwe zukeke kuwe njengamahindu eyifake amahugu ebusweni kunamathele kuwe izono zakho noma uthi hayi ngifihle lokhu kufihle keke kufihleke kuthi uqhamuka wena uqhamuke konke.
All your sins of whatever type and the secret sins will be revealed. Those very things that you're ashamed of will be like hooks into you, like the Hindus who put hooks into themselves. Those sins will remain with you.
Cabanga, Jena. Cabanga.
Just think.
Ugutugyo banjani. Uma ngailungisanga indaba yakho noNkulunkulu. Uma sokufika lolo suku.
Of what it would be like if that day of judgment comes and you have not repented.
Noma kusuku lodwa liyodlula iminyaka eyinkulungwane eziyishumi. Uyojuluka ngiyakutshela uma usuhlangana laye. Nakutshwala obugayiwe. Na ugwayo wabhenywa kwakho. nako konke nentsangu yakho zonke izinto nazi nenkulumo zakho ngihambe nilale ngivele emsebenzini ngikhulume ngamadoda anikwazi ukukhuluma ngoJesu ovukile kwabafileyo nixoxa indaba zezwe indaba zenyama ukuhleba konke kuyonamathela kuwe ngiyakutshela.
One day will be as 1,000 years of judgment. You will sweat on that day. If you have not been forgiven, all your sins will cling to you. Those secret things, those discussions that you had, things about the world where you weren't able to discuss and share about the resurrected Christ, but rather the sins of this world.
Omunye wahlangana nezinto waze waphenduka ebona isihoga ebona abantu. Beshe sihogweni, kulenga usikilithi, kuyo yonke iminwe, inamathele, ababhemayo. Bethi, kodwa kunamathele kubona. Izono zakho ke ziyokunamathela kuwe, kanjalo, zifihle, ziphike.
A certain person who experienced hell, he got converted, but he said what he saw was people stuck to their sins, and their sins stuck to them. People who smoked with cigarettes clinging to their fingers, not being able to get rid of it.
Wamemeza omunye emuva uyise. Wathi mphezeni, indlu yamanga le, khuluma manga. Indlu yamanga le, esenkantolo. Umphezeni. Uyabona wena mphezeni. Waqamba manga. Ayaqandwa nasemasontweni. Abafundisi, niyabafihlela izinto. Kodwa abasezweni, nisuke none nabo. Nifeba nabo. Nihleba nabo. Msebenzisa imithi nabo. Kodwa ngiyantshela noma ufihlela mina noma ufihlela umfundisi wakho ziyodaluleka izinto zakho ngelinye ilanga uma sokufika lelo phimbo eliyokhipha bonke amathuneni nabaqilelwandle bedliwe ufishi ulwandle liyobakhipha.
Even your lies which you successfully got away with will be exposed on that day. Here at Mapumulu, there was a certain person who had committed a crime, and as they stood in the box, his father shouted from the back, "Tell lies, because this is a house of lies." But even if you succeeded in lying on earth, everything will come to light. All that is hidden will be exposed.
Nami kantolo zizindlu zamanga amasonto kakhulu kakhulu uyaqula nje ngiyayinikela kuwe inkosi. Ngiyomlandela uJesu. Ngibe kanye nawe uJesu. Amangodwa. Ngeke ufike ekhaya ungahlebanga, ungathukuthelanga, ungaqhasukanga, ungafihlanga uphike izinto zakho. Ukhamba amanga. Amasonto iindawo zamanga, qanjwa amanga emasontweni.
Even if courts are houses of lies, much more so in churches, where people are specialists at lying and acting and keeping away the truth from the pastor. That's where real hypocrisy takes place.
Ukhale uthi ube njengentombi ehloliwe kuthiwa ngcolile uswele umgodi wokuqasha kodwa usuzobonana phambi kwakhe sokufika usuku lokugcina kuwe lapho uzophaswa eqhibini lomlilo ulize iphunga ungakafiki khona lomlilo nenyama eshayo.
You may have lied in the way that you've been singing choruses. You sing, "I will follow Jesus forever," Meantime, when you leave the service, you're following your lover. Well, that will happen to you, that will be revealed, and it will be on open display. You'll feel and smell hell even as you go into it. Even if these sermons haven't touched you at all, that final day will touch you indeed, except it'll be too late to repent. Here is Jesus, the resurrected one, the one who's been into hell, who has vanquished the enemy and death for you. But if you don't accept him and you don't receive what he has done for you, then hell will be forever your portion.
Kodwa noma kungakafiki lolo suku uma ufa namhlanje ungafeli enkosini kodwa ufele ezonweni uzophonswa esihogweni.
And if you don't
ngalolo suku kwelokugcina isihogo siyothathwa kanye nawe siphoswe elwandle lomlilo.
Even if you as an unbeliever die today and you go to hell, there will be the final great day of judgment when hell and death is thrown into the eternal fire.
Obana abaphendukayo abahlele ezonweni bengakayilungisa indaba yabo noma abakholwayo bekholwa uhafu uJesu akafuna ubuhafu.
Who of you have been sitting through these services and you haven't really repented? You've only been half a Christian.
Jesus will nicht halt. Er will alles. Ganz oder nichts. Und Jesus kafuna ubuhafu. Ufuna konke. Uma ungamniki umgodlele konke. Ungavumi ngakho ukuthi akuthole akafuni lutho.
Jesus is not satisfied with just a little piece of you. If you don't give all, then he will not take all of you. He rejects a partial giving of yourself. He wants all of you. Jesus has arisen. He is the resurrected one. He shines forever as the eternal sun. Have you received him? Do you want to live with him every day experiencing this, where the Bible says, and they shall shine like stars?
And like the sun.
Jengelanga.
But then you'll have to become like the sun. S-O-N. Here during this life.
Kodwa kulempilo.
And not like the devil.
Usudinga ukuthi ufane naye uJesu indodana. Esithi ilanga langa impela, hayi uSathane.
Ngifisa ukuthi ukuvuka kwaJesu kube impiliso kuwe, kube insindiso kuwe, kube inkululeko kuwe.
I wish that the resurrection of Jesus would bring help and relief and life to you and healing.
Kube iphunga lokuphila, hayi iphunga lokufa, lokuqalekiswa.
May his resurrection be to you the fragrance of life, not the stench of hell and death. Let's stand to our feet and we'll pray. We thank you, Lord, that those who are forgiven their sins will have an eternal inheritance with you.
We
thank you, Lord, for the good news that you have conquered Satan, stripped him of his weapons, exposed him to open shame. And that hell has no power over us. Neither death has any power over us.
Not Satan.
And Satan.
Nezwe.
And the world.
Kwangathi ungaba phambi kwamehlo ethu njalo kanti wena ube phakathi kwethu futhi ngomoya wakho ngcwele.
Lord, may you be before our eyes forever. Not only that, but in us, living in us. Making us to be truly upright and honest Christians. That there wouldn't be found a trace of deception or hypocrisy or rebellion. But that we would be your true disciples.
Amen.
Amen.